A good informatics network on your event is crucial to facilitating all communications, notifications, security and cash register activity on your event. We are so used to having internet always and everywhere, and yet a stable data network on an event is not as evident as you might think. Ilya Teuwisse of the Safe Group explains what the challenges are and what to look out for. Hi Ilya, welcome to our studio.
Hi.
Today's topic is data networks. Why is a data network so crucial for an event?
Well, our experience is that these days, connectivity network becomes more and more crucial even for temporary events. Mm-hmm. In the old days, internet access was something, was a luxury. It wasn't something that really the production or anyone relied on. But mm-hmm. today, this is a different thing. It becomes more crucial and we want to focus the attention on what can be done to make sure it always works.
Okay, but a data network is more than internet access alone. What is happening at events on those networks these days?
Yeah, it used to be only internet access, some mm-hmm. email, some web browsing, and the social media and so on. But mm-hmm. we see that almost all techniques or all communications are moving to these IP networks. For example, CCTV or video surveillance. We have the crowd control, digital signage. We have Wi-Fi access, but also production, even light and sound control is moving to IP networks. So apart from it becoming more important, this communication also more technologies are moving to the same network or the same backbone, which makes it even more exciting because of the possibilities, but also dangerous.
Yeah, but also crucial. Yes, if it goes down, the whole event goes down.
Yeah, well, you can, in the worst case, that's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you make sure it doesn't go down?
Well, there are many things you should do in terms of high availability or mm-hmm. availability and of security. To go through all the details would take several hours, but
not for this episode.
No, I think not. But there are some things that are easy to do or easy to check. And the most important one is to look for a partner he can really trust and mm-hmm. that also has the experience in two ways. The first experience that he must have is experience with all kinds of technologies, not just one certain IP technology, for example, Wi-Fi or for example, CCTV, but all kinds of communications that are using this network. Mm-hmm. And the second one is a partner that has experience with events, with a really hard deadline that is there for events and a really short uptime that's needed, but that's really crucial.
On an event, you have, of course, the organization itself who uses the network, but also the crowd, the people over there who want to share what they're experiencing on social media. What do you do with your target groups? Do they share the same network? Do they have their own separate networks?
Well, of course, it's necessary to provide divisions or segments mm-hmm. to make sure that there's security between the networks, that a visitor can't access the data of the organizer. That's something that's really important, and also to make sure that there are measures in place mm-hmm. To be able to recover the most important networks, even wireless, the most important wireless networks faster than the least important wireless networks. When there's a problem, you want to make sure that the organizers are restored fast and you can take a bit more time to restore the visitors' network, even especially when there's security related or safety related.
Yeah,
that's one thing. The second thing that's important is that on a site or an event, there's one party, one responsible party that has an oversight of all the wireless activities that are there. Wi-Fi is using the free band. It's a band that's not regulated. And there are not only Wi-Fi is using those frequencies, but also Bluetooth, wireless video, location-based services, and so on. So it's good or important that one party has an oversight of what's going on and can watch that the things that have to be operational can be operational, and of course limit those that are not causing a disturbance.
Okay, it seems like there's need for an expert to do all those things. Ilya, thank you very much for coming over to the studio.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.